What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I ate two cookies right before this. I got stuff in my throat.
Like, you ever do that?
Well, no, you know, you're in the privacy of your own studio now, home. Mm-hmm. No one's here. Yeah, I go outside right now. You know how I sneeze.
Yes, a lot.
15 times, very loudly. The problem is I wear those masks. You got that mask, right? Pushes my nose down, makes me sneeze. Everyone freaks out.
Nose hairs yeah. Are tickling each other, yeah.
Everyone freaks out when they look at me, of course, because then it looks like I have COVID and I'm sneezing like that. I'm like, I'm sneezing because I'm trying not to get COVID.
And also,
I
mean,
to be fair, pre-COVID time, I was still very scared about your sneezing. I've known you a very hefty percentage of my life at this point. And every time you sneeze, it still gets me. It takes like two or three before I'm like, oh yeah, this is just a normal thing.
This is what he does.
You said 12, but really, how many is it? Because I think I have a number in my head that I want to
go around.
When
I sneeze in a row?
Yeah, don't say it yet. I want everyone, including Kevin, to think about how many sneezes does Greg Miller do?
Can I say it?
Everybody think it.
I don't know.
Let's do a 3, 2, 1, and then we'll all say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Nine.
I guessed five. I don't know. I don't keep track. You know what I mean?
Oh, you always said three. We're playing the game for
him. No, I said three. Kevin always said three. Stop.
Three.
No, I do way more than three.
Greg Miller's never done three sneezes in his fucking life.
He does three in a row, and then he does that multiple times. But it's always three.
Oh, sets of three.
Yeah.
Multiple sets of three. It's interesting.
And then it stops, and then again. That's like, oh, no.
I have to have sneezed on camera before on one of these shows.
Yeah, but that's not right. It slows down as it goes. I agree, Kev, that the first three are the quickest in succession of the ba, 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 ba. That's how it goes.
It's like an irregular heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'm drinking all these energy drinks, my heart's going to pop. Hopefully I survive it.
Mike L says in the chat, surely some fan is tracking that stat. Then he corrects himself and says, some lunatic. But yes, someone out there has to have counted this before and done it. You know what I mean?
I hope not. I hope not. I hope that there's limits. You know what I mean?
I hope there's not a stat like that, Kevin, similar to the way Kind of Funny Games Daily is always tracked in a very sort of historical way.
I like
that. You look
that,
back
though,
at that
like,
kind of funny thing.
That like that's a cool thing they got going on, especially the infographic that came out a couple years. You remember those?
That was yes. Really cool. I mean, they're fantastic, yeah. Kevin. I just wish somebody would do it for the rest of Kind of Funny. I wish that the rest of our company was tracked in a way that could be sort of historical.
Andy, like, come on. This Wednesday, February 17th, you step up to the plate for Kind of Funny Games Daily. You get on the board right there. You know what I mean? We're going to start climbing the ranks pretty quick if we're going to be mixing you in there.
I mean, it's like it'll be my fifth or sixth show.
Yeah, I know, but now we're making it kind of regular. We're going to put you on more often, you know?
Oh, got it.
Okay. Imran, dead to us. Andy Cortez, live to us. That's how I like it.
Exactly. Yeah. We got that rotating hot seat on Wednesdays. We get people in there. We got you on that. We got Andrea on that. We're going to be moving around.
I would love to be a part of the rotating hot seat.
We've talked about that privately.
I guess I've just always been nervous about being the guy. Right, I don't want to.
I'm still the guy. Don't worry about that.
Oh no, for sure. I don't feel comfortable being the guy. You know, the guy.
Yeah,
I would. If I'm there every other week, you know, one time a month, two times a month, that sort of thing. I think that's cool. That's cool as ice.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, cool as ice. This Wednesday, the 17th, you start. That's it. You're in there. You're doing your thing. You're out there swinging the bat, getting on the board. And I'm going to book you here. I'm booking you on March 3rd too. Right now. There you go.
If you're listening out there. You might be wondering, there's a voice missing from this podcast.
I assure you, everyone was like, man, the conversation's flowing really naturally, and there's no hard stops, and nobody's been interrupted with a non sequitur or something they said 4 seconds ago. So I don't think they probably missed it, you know?
I've had to have a come to Jesus with myself where I was like, I need to just let Nick be Nick more than I do.
What the fuck does that mean?
Do you guys not know what I mean, though? is it similar to when you're like, literally,
all right, we're going live with interview in 30 seconds. Remember, just let me get through all the stats in the front. Don't give your opinion. All right, yeah. And anyways, Nick Scarpino. All right, let me tell you why I didn't like this. No. We want to get through the introduction first.
He's gotten better. He's gotten way better about
that. Of
course
he has.
About that.
He's not in the room. We're allowed to talk shit about him.
I get it. I just want it on record that I'm going to try to attempt to think about. That's how like low this is in my priorities.
Got it.
To not call him out about everything he does that's infuriating.
You guys, he's gotten a lot better for like the fourth time. You know what I mean? Like at one point are we going to be like, you have to remember the thing lessons you learn. Huh? Every show we got to remind him? You know what I mean?
Kevin's old dog.
I like the hats he's added lately.
I do too.
Good beanie.
Nice. Same hats I have. I love it. Yeah.
I do think it's an old dog new tricks thing. I like the chaos. I like when Nick does those things because I have found myself.
Says the guy who had a breakout this week of him screaming, shut the fuck up at Nick. Screaming it at him.
Shut the fuck up. I've had a revelation where, you know, depending on who you're on camera with, you sort of take the mold of a character, right? Depends on who you're with. Sometimes I'll play the deadpan confused guy. Sometimes, usually with Nick, I have to play the straight man. Usually with Nick. Because because I have to be the one that sort of makes sense of the madness. I have to call it out. I have to explain it. And I've found myself taking that role a lot lately. And you know, again, I really, here I was thinking I was going to be the Stu Gatz of the show, and really I am the Dan Levitard, where I have to break down and say, we have to discuss what just happened. What you just did and said right there, let's break this down. Let's talk about it. Let's sort of explain to the audience, and maybe apologize to the audience, and sort of explain exactly what happened to not only make fun of you, but to shame you a little bit, right?
Sure.
But will you feel the shame, and will you learn from it? I don't know. I don't know if he will.
The worst part is those are different things. Because he feels it. He definitely feels it. But does he learn from it?
Does he care?
Tim. It's like, or does it fuel him in a weird way?
Some point, the dog stops trying to like learn the trick. And he just starts biting at your hand. Just starts biting at your hand. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then you got to put the dog down.
Okay.
In the live chat, Jonathan Stab says this episode is going to be called "We're Sorry for Nick." And ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for anything, you know, that Nick has done or will do that hurts your feelings or makes you go, "Why? Why do I give these people money? What am I thinking?"
Such a solid question.
It's okay.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the engaged one at Tim Geddes.
Let's him host. Oh my God, what is this? Minute 10 into the podcast?
Please, we've had longer intros than this.
That's my point. This is the best we've done.
Well, now keep in mind,
this
is the opening of just where I say hello usually. I open coughing up my cookies. And so like now we go from here. When do I get to the rigmarole? That's the big question.
That is, of course, the question.
Rounding out our trio. He's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe trotting. Nitro Rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Discord fucked you up, Greg, so it sounded like you just said the globe trotting Andy Cortez.
I like that one too, though.
Hello, Greg Miller. Hello, Tim.
So now, right, literally, you know, we record in Discord, of course, as we just said, apparently fucked me over. My favorite thing we were all having, me, Tim, and Kevin were in here discussing a lot of Cheetos on the floor, but we'll get to that maybe later. And what happened is Andy's picture came up and he said, hold on, I just spilled a really big soda.
A lot of soda, Greg. And a visible moment of panic that I had, right?
Sure.
I had an audible sort of like, oh, no, sort of thing, because it fell right near my Nintendo Switch dock. I also have my Elgato there. I have all these cables there. My keyboard's kind of in the same area. And it was this bottle. So the bottle was
not that bad.
Pretty much full. Pretty much full.
Yeah.
And it's about maybe that much amount of liquid. But it was a pretty big gush and I got really, really scared.
Because
I always have paper towels around me. I feel like whenever I'm buying paper towels, I like to keep them in my room. My room ends up getting cluttered, but I also feel more prepared in case emergencies like the one that just happened. Right. And so I spilled it everywhere, but it's all good. I had a bunch of paper towels, wiped it all up. We're totally fine. You wouldn't even notice, underneath all the crumbs and There's a Patron bottle there as well. There's some Nintendo Switch accessories.
When's the last time you drank out of that Patron bottle?
Oh my gosh, it's been a minute.
When's the next time you're going to, Andy Cortez?
Right now, Andy.
Take a
shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. Take a shot. Take a shot. Cannonball.
Cannonball.
Give me a pull. I'll go drink some of the rock. I'll pour myself a rock tequila.
I want you to do it.
I'll pour myself a rock tequila.
Here's the thing. Because I'd bought one for my birthday last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And it took me maybe 14 months to finish it.
Sure.
And I don't remember when I bought this one, but it was a long-ass damn time ago, and I still have a decent amount.
Sure.
But then Danny from Gamer Tag Radio, Danny Pena, he sent me the Dominican bottle of Dominican rum.
It was good.
Ron Dominicano. And I still haven't finished that, so I don't, like... And it's not that I've been drinking either. It's not that I just haven't drinking either because I don't want to make the other
just
one.
Take a shot, Andy. Just do a pull. Just a quick little pull for Nick.
Little pull.
Think about it. Nick would love it.
Pour one out for the homie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to chase it with the Coke, though, with the soda.
That's fine. That's fair, yeah. No,
I can't do
judging.
I can't do.
No one's asking you to chug the bottle.
Yeah,
no one's saying anything crazy.
Do your thing.
I would like to chug the bottle.
Now, while Andy's doing the shot, I will say that I don't have the information on this. I just learned about it as we were going into the show. But the next time after this that you'll see Andy Cortez drink, I imagine, will be his birthday on Tuesday the 16th. Is his actual birthday. But he's doing a 12-hour stream when?
1 week from Saturday, the 20th.
Saturday the 20th, Andy Cortez will be doing a 12-hour stream on his own channel
to celebrate
his birthday. I'm sure he'll be taking a lot of birthday shots.
Probably. I mean, I'm trying to do a 12-hour stream, so I don't want to do a whole lot of that. But I was mentioning to Greg, I was like, you know what, Greg? I know we have this commitment with the FCF. I might have to miss that day. And then I decided... Why not just join the stream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're thinking too hard on it.
Why not just join the football game? Fuck, this is awful. Oh my God. Why not just join the stream to sort of celebrate with you all, right? And I think we're going to get a big dub. I think we're going to be 2-0 on that day.
Of course, yeah. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we opened our season. The Wild Aces, of course, defeated the Glacier Boys on Saturday in the first ever FCF game. I also think 5,000 people watched us live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Of course, technically, we're recording this on Friday before the game on Saturday. Then you get it on Monday. But I assume these facts stand. Yeah.
You're thinking 5K? Can I put a number on my prediction?
Sure.
For the live numbers? For this Saturday?
For our stream, yeah.
For this coming... Wait. What's today? Oh, today's Friday. Never mind. Oh my God, I thought today was like Wednesday. I was like, oh my God, our first game's like in a couple of days. Our first game's tomorrow.
Yeah.
First game is tomorrow. Oh, people won't hear this though, right?
They hear this on Monday. Unless you're watching live on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Where you can watch the show ad free.
You sure about that? That's the schedule.
Tim, you heard me explain it all, right? You heard me all explain this literally 2 seconds ago, right?
Nick's not here, so I need to add some level of fuck to this, okay, Greg?
It's Andy. Andy was the guy who just literally was like, when does this go?
Greg, tequila works
drinking,
really
okay?
quick. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank
he had a lot.
To kill you is what they call
it.
To kill you.
Man, it fucks him up.
So tomorrow is the first game. I'm going to guess that our peak concurrent viewers on Twitch will be 3,688.
I'm sticking with my 5,000.
Not a penny more.
Wait, 3,681 or just 81?
36,081.
His price is right going low.
You got it. And Greg, you're going with 5K.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. No specific number?
No, I don't know. Okay. He's impossible. You know, nobody can possibly. It's impossible. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. It makes.
Did you scan it?
I just scanned it, Kevin.
Oh my God. That sounded
right.
It sounded accurate.
You know, okay. Greg, what else do you have for us? Because like I like this as a segue to something that I want to bring up.
Just go for it, Daddy. I'm sorry. Go for it, Playboy.
Thank you. I really, really, really like the Playboy. No one's ever called me Playboy until this. So thank you for bringing it into my life, Greg. You know, what I want to bring up, Andy, is with what this getup you have going on right now, that if people at home don't understand or Greg Miller doesn't understand, what is this?
He's Goku.
This is a scouter. This is a Saiyan scouter.
So I'll give Greg close enough.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
power level like, over 9,000.
Goku never wore one.
I think he might have worn one at one point.
Oh my
really?
God, you fake
yeah,
fucking fan!
Yeah, when they were
fan.
Like hanging out with Frieza, and, or not Frieza.
He might have at some point.
And they're in Namek.
Hold on,
man, no, maybe he tried
no,
it on.
You know what? No, it wasn't. It wasn't him. It was Krillin and Gohan wear it, right?
Oh, got it. Okay. So yeah,
I was always a big fan of Guy from Naruto.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you were Mike Guy.
Yep,
Mike Guy.
Mite.
Just Guy. He had a bowl. He had a bowl cut and a green outfit.
His name's Mike Guy.
Just chill out, Guy.
Somebody sent me this. This was, I don't know who gave it to me because they didn't say who it was from. Greg dropped off a GIF one day. It was like, oh, I got this package from the PO box.
I got it,
and it was from what?
Someone in the chat just told me it was Ginyu Ward as Goku. Like when he switched and stole his body.
Right.
So I remember seeing him wearing it. I'm going to count that. Crushed Fuck it. You, everyone in the chat's telling me that I'm wrong.
Fuck you.
So Greg dropped this off, like, I think around Christmas time because this was, it must have been around January because I guess, you know, we don't go to the post office box very often.
Yeah, we don't do. Yeah.
And so Greg got this, dropped it off. And it had the, you know, whoever it's from kind of really cryptically covered. It wasn't just like a Sharpie marker. It's one of those things that's meant to scramble out names and stuff like that. It was very professionally done. So it wouldn't say who it was from, but it came with a letter. It came with this. It came with a Metal Gear Solid shirt and like a Cowboy Bebop mask and an N7 mask. And by mask, I mean, you know, for COVID type mask.
Sure.
And it came with a letter that was just like, hey, yo, shout out Andy, blah, blah, blah. You know, you appreciate what you do with Kind of Funny. And then it just said R at the bottom, like dash R.
Roberto.
Robert. Clemente?
Sure.
Robert What's Downey the Jr.? First celebrity that comes to your name, your mind?
Robert
that
Redford.
Starts with R.
I think Robert Downey Jr. How about that?
Ah, RDJ. But he would have put RDJ if it was him.
He would have, yeah. RDJ. There's no chance in hell Robert Downey Jr. does not sign everything that he gives out, RDJ. If he doesn't, it's a fucking crime. How about that?
That's fair enough. That's fair.
What about you, Tim? The first thing that came to my mind was Raymond Carver. And I don't even know who the fuck that is.
That's not a person.
Raymond Carver. I'm Googling it. Why would I think about this?
It sounds like Raymond Carver played for the Pittsburgh Pirates like in 1978 or something like that. Doesn't sound like a name I've ever heard in my life. You went
he's
to high
one
school
of,
with him.
He's one he's of like Gia's sort of favorite Gia, yeah. authors.
There it is.
Yeah.
There
it is. Yeah.
That's some nerdy
See
shit.
What I'm
that
saying?
Is some
See
nerdy
what I'm saying?
Shit.
Tim?
God, she's convinced me that authors are celebrities.
They're not, you know?
Go
at
read
all.
Some poetry, nerds. Holy shit.
Authors are just people who couldn't make it as podcasters, you know?
Yep.
That's
yep.
what I've yep. thought. Authors.
Nobody wanted to hear their nasally, nerdy ass voice. They had to sit there and be like, and then the vampire took off its cloak.
What?
I'm just saying, like, authors, you know what I mean?
Authors, dude.
And then the vampire took off its cloak.
I saw the apple tree, and on it were many apples, some red, some green.
Why do we always
Somehow,
have to go back
I got
to
very
apples?
Distracted. I got very distracted. What I wanted to bring up was cosplay. It's a topic we've brought up on variations of this show throughout time, but in 2021, I wanted to revisit the concept of it. And the impetus of this to me was the friend of the show, Mika Burton, tweeted today that she wants to do a Scarlet Witch cosplay.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
And me and her had a back and forth. We were talking about it. But I wanted to bring it up to you guys. I know none of us have actually really gotten into cosplay before. I know Andy's done some Star-Lord stuff. Greg, of course, Ghostbusters, everything.
That's a maximum
don't,
we'll go.
Ghostbusters 1, it. Ghostbusters
don't
2.
Don't offend, yeah, my movie
Still
accurate Ghostbuster costume. Hey, man, you know what? Not going to happen. But, you know, I think you're underselling my movie accurate costume. Be like, oh, Greg doesn't do cosplay or whatever. You fuck
well,
off.
So, no,
I just do one thing. I do one thing.
And you do it well. You do it well. I'm saying, so no, I'm taking that away from you.
No,
you can't do Ghostbusters.
Oh, sure. Okay. No problem.
Andy, you can't do Star-Lord. Kevin, you've nailed those, but still... For you, I want to give you the extra challenge.
I feel like my guest on looked pretty good, too.
You've done a lot of good things, but they're costumes. And, like, I understand the differences.
Yeah,
like, nothing. But, like,
I'm
just saying, like, if it were cosplay, Kevin Coelho, we're all going to a Comic-Con. And we're going to dedicate ourselves to doing a cosplay, what is something that you would want to do? You don't need to look at it like it. You don't need to whatever.
This, right? You know what my answer is going to be. Like, you know my dream.
I know, right? Kevin Coelho's answer is clearly Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Wow. Kevin. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Timmy, oh my God. Please, Kevin. Woody.
No, so I badly. Fucking hate this.
The
I hate
height
this.
Difference
you know
is
why?
Perfect.
You know why I hate this?
Why?
Kevin?
Why do you hate this?
Because I just
Paul
think,
would make a great Bo Peep.
I think this isn't just a knock
no, wait,
on you.
Wrong.
I think it's
Bo Peep ends up with Woody, though, you
yeah,
pervert.
Yeah, you're right. I fucked up.
You want to see Tim walking around with Paula like that, Kevin? What's wrong with you? Keep your sexual stuff
Don't
inside your
Greg.
Own bedroom. Jesus That's what I'm saying to you. Christ.
This isn't meant to be a knock on you, Kevin. Okay.
Here it is. Here we go.
God.
You see him this... much more as Mr. Potato Head. Me too. I'm right there with you.
Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story 3.
This is a this is more of a knock on human beings in general. I think you would look silly as fuck with that sort of face mask.
Oh no way! He would
thing?
Look so cool.
No, I
think
because he would have like
as fuck.
You'd build it off like shoulder pads, like football pads. So he'd have that big like
no, he's
purple green
the,
white
the,
thing.
No, the just the purple heading piece.
The purple sleeve,
not the
right.
sleeve,
not
Holy the helmet.
Goddamn hell!
So now you're insulting real astronauts, saying they look dumb.
Yeah,
just the cosmonauts. You know, like, went like, there to you save us. Tell me that doesn't look
Andy,
adorable,
don't do it,
Andy.
Man. Don't start beef with astronauts or space, man. Trust me,
love space.
Look at
like that.
There's a lot we learn from it.
You seen this right here?
Yeah, little baby looks cute. But yeah. I think you and your shaped head would look stupid as fuck, Kevin.
This guy doesn't
you
look dumb.
Specifically.
You, maybe it is you.
You think this guy looks dumb? Come on.
See, that's my thing. Is here's guys. The thing. Kevin would pull it off. Remember how he looked in his Martian Manhunter outfit before he would paint his face green?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's
remember how
same
he
thing,
would
yeah.
look in that green outfit that would, you know, green
pulled
screen
off,
him out
yeah.
or whatever.
He pulled it off.
Kevin, I honestly, Kevin, think this is one of the best ideas I've ever heard from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you do have... your body, your frame with that setup on it and the thing on it, and then like, oh my God, Kevin, I
right?
will finance this when you're ready.
Okay,
I think
all right.
I
right.
love the $150 I will spend on this.
Kevin, I do love the idea because it's much more involved than just
Andy. It's clear that you
changing
hate the
your
idea.
Hair or
it's
wearing
It's clear that you hate
else.
The idea, so just drop it. Everyone
no,
knows
it's just,
you hate
it's
it.
You,
it's fine.
Kevin
it's
wants
fine.
It to move.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's of course, not, Kevin does.
Of course,
Kevin wants the extending wings, and guess what? Kevin's gonna have them. Kevin's going to do this and make this happen. It's going to weigh 300 pounds. It's going to give him
absolutely.
Some... It's going to compress his spine, but Kevin's going to fucking be the
Are
coolest
you joking? My spine is
seen.
Better than it's ever been. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all
totally,
the muscles
in there
are strong.
Hey, you know what? I was it. Talking a lot of shit about you losing your voice this week. It's look at it. It's there better than ever. I hear
he
it right now.
Back. All the way back. All the way back.
Vengeance and fury.
It was the milkshakes that did it. He had another one of them espresso milkshakes.
I do think Kevin picked one of the best things because it is not only just clothing, but it is the crafting of hardware that I think that's where cosplay and just dressing up as something really separate themselves. Like if you're having to make props, if you're having to figure out hard surface, how do I make this sword look like a sword? I think that's where that shit really, really separates itself. Go ahead, Tim.
Kev, I just sent Acid something that I would really appreciate if you brought up. It is somebody's homemade Mrs. Nesbitt cosplay,
nice.
Which is
I
it's
saw
Buzz
this.
Lightyear.
Yeah, very
is
good.
The milk?
This is very
when
good.
You see it, you'll remember. You'll remember.
So it's fantastic. It was when Buzz was all broken and messed up.
It's like
oh.
So here's the thing, Andy. You're totally right about everything you're saying. Kevin has all the skills necessary.
Exactly.
Obviously. Scroll down, Kevin. From this. The way this guy made this is all documented here. But step one is making armor templates from cardboard and replicating the process with foam. Now stop up with that foam, Kev. Kev has much experience with this.
Mm-hmm.
He's done this before. You buy these foam pieces. Kev has this extremely hot heat gun.
Yeah. Sure, the one he burned his mouth with when he's making Oogie Boogie.
And you form it into different things. He once made me a super dope Gambit costume.
I don't know. Super.
Can I see photos of the Gambit costume?
Wait,
can I see
hold
photos
on,
of the Gambit costume?
He lost all the in his mouth.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Okay,
that's
but impossible. You don't remember that? I got
I'll
trash.
Have to find it. But
you don't remember
Kev,
this,
Andy? Like, you could do this, man.
Oh no, I
you
burned
your mouth.
It. Oh yeah, for Halloween that year when I was Oogie Boogie, I did the costume one night, and then I was gonna do the helmet part the next night, but I ended up getting drunk. and then I did it drunk, and that's why the face didn't come out super good. And multiple times I caught hot glue with either my hand or my lip because I didn't want it to like hit up the costume.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you say you getting drunk is like the equivalent to you saying like, and you know, I ended up getting in a car wreck or I ended up getting a cold, but I ended up getting drunk somehow. I don't know. Who knows how?
Yeah, I don't remember how, but it was unavoidable. It was unavoidable.
All right.
Greg, what are you thinking about? Do you have an answer?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like the passing thought I would have every so often that I wouldn't do, but it's a passing thought from our time. It's kind of funny. Would always be of that thought of, especially when we started hanging out more with like, Jess and Darshell and like real people who are cosplaying and had the glue guns and Meg costume and hookups them. And everything else. Yeah, people who were doing like real full blown cosplay all the time, right? What I often thought a little bit about. It never went any further than a passing thought of maybe that'd be cool and I won't do it kind of thing. Was what if one year I committed to actually like working out with a goal in mind, right? And I would just want to drop enough weight to be able to pull off Kingdom Come Superman. But I did it under wraps and I didn't say anything. So, and I mean, obviously you've probably seen my body, especially in the studio, my body changed a bit though, but never really give away how much weight I've lost or how much in shape I was. And then fucking bust it out at Comic-Con one year and just have the black ass, you know what I mean? I was at the time, I think I was thinking about having to dye my hair a bit gray. Wouldn't need to do that anymore. Like, you know, if now shave the beard, just like one day show up on set for whatever we were doing or just whatever, walking around Comic-Con in a Kingdom Come Superman outfit.
Hell yeah. You gotta do it. That's inevitable at some point.
No, I'm never gonna be in good enough shape for that. There's a line of if you can pull off a Superman outfit, you know what I mean? And I'm never gonna be on the good side of that line. I'm always gonna be on the negative side of that line.
No, Greg, what's the deal with the black S? Why did he get the black S?
Oh, he was in mourning. It's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lost the light at that point.
So
it would have
been a different color like in the evening?
I hate you. No. You're a piece of shit. God damn it.
Morning, evening.
Serious color. Fucking moment. We're having a serious fucking breathe. Moment.
Andy, that was good. That was good. Get it? The evening.
The good ass show. Man. I'm trying to think of my costume, but Kevin's really got me. Kevin kind of got me twist turned upside down because I was going to go for an X-Men or something like that where there's not a whole lot of craftsmanship involved. But now I'm thinking about what kind of character out there would require sort of these hard surface armor piecing, you know? And immediately I go to Master Chief, but I don't want to be Master Chief.
Dude,
the same height. We're all about the same height, me and Master Chief. Okay.
Yeah, with all due respect, you've got to iterate on what you've done before, and we need to, if we're going to do this, make you an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, like a proper Iron Man suit. Let me pull
I really wanted to do, one of the, I guess it was last year, was I wanted to be the Iron Man in the suit, but I wanted to have just the really, really good handpiece of Iron Man's hand. And so, you know, and I wanted that to look legit as fuck, but that's a whole other thing, man. You wouldn't even know where to start with that stuff.
Well, it's also the thing too of like cosplay is so hard and it's such a skill and it's like every other skill that's a muscle where you need to work on it. And like all the cosplayers I follow that do fucking amazing shit put up their stuff from 5 years ago, which is where we'd be starting from, right? Trying to learn to use a glue gun or make leather or whatever. And be like, oh God, like this is not at all what we actually wanted it to be.
Kill a bunch of cows out there.
Yeah.
Kill cows, get the leather.
I've never seen
Minecraft taught us
before.
Where
is it? I know that we've had very, very obviously a lot of our friends are extremely talented, but the photo that Jessica Degre posted today is probably the best thing she's ever done of all time.
What'd she put up?
I haven't seen
Jessica Negri's Instagram. little kid is Iron Man.
God, he bit it.
He didn't fly.
Where's the other one?
The boosters weren't working.
Andy, look. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Oh, look at the Iron Buster. Oh my
Isn't that
goodness.
Fucking
or the
insane?
Hulkbuster?
Look, it moves.
That's pretty wild.
Oh, this gif's not loading. Oh, there it goes.
Wow. So the guy's on stilts, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know, man. He must be.
He's big.
He's probably looking out of this little hole all scared, like, I can't see shit.
No way I'm killing him.
Twitter.
Yeah, if you could bring up Negri's Instagram, that would be fantastic. Audio listeners, we're bringing up Jessica Negri's Instagram.
If you want to go, I'll get audio listeners, if you want to pull over and put it in, I'll give you the link to where you want to go. Instagram.com/P/CLM50 lowercase a, uppercase B, uppercase A, 6, lowercase J, lowercase A. I think that's the post they're talking about, the most recent one here.
Oh, you're going for the post. Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know what you're spelling out or you're going for a link, but you were taking them directly to the post.
Right. Well, if you just said, yeah, I mean, you'd say, yeah, go to Instagram.com/Jessica Negri. But if you did that, they're not going to understand what post you're talking about. I thought I'd send them right to the post.
What?
You
know? Where are we? I'm at her page. Which one is it?
It's the on? Like the most recent one.
No, Instagram. Do Instagram.com.
Sorry. I screwed that up. My bad.
Where she is doing a Hades cosplay. And her little dog is Zagreus. She made her little Shiba Zagreus from Hades.
So this one?
With
this
the little and yeah. She was posting
click over one, like, you know, yeah, there you go.
She was posting.
Oh my god. This is
it gets
amazing.
Better. The next one's even cuter.
Holy
like, look at him chewing on that dagger. They got a close up as the next one.
Yeah, she was posting herself a progress of herself working on Zagreus' sword, but obviously you have to scale it down to make it look like a little tiny little sword for the dog. It's just the cutest goddamn thing in the world. And she is dressed up as Zagreus' mom, and I don't remember all my Greek mythology. Every time you would beat Hades, you would meet her at the end of the run. I forget. Oh, I'm killing myself here. Chat will know.
They say Tone. Oh, no, sorry. They're doing an Obadiah Stane reference.
Sorry. They're still behind.
Penelope. Yeah. Somebody said, and I'm going to believe him. Omega Buster says Penelope.
I don't know.
Calliope.
Calliope. Oh, that's Persephone? Persephone.
That's it.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had been posting progress of herself making the wig of Persephone, and it's really the cool process where they buy the wig, and then obviously they use a lot of hairspray to sort of sculpt it and get the spikes looking good. And I was like, oh my god, I was like, Negri's working on like a Persephone fucking, and she was also showing the sword, but I didn't know the dog was going to be Zagreus.
Yeah,
until she sent me a photo of the dog as Zagreus. I'm like, this is the best goddamn thing of all time. I mean, they're just so freaking talented. I wish I had the patience and the room to like work on something like that. Imagine you and I just in the backyard, just cutting it up over a weekend. We're just foam swording it away. Kevin's there as well. He's foam swording it away as well. Mm-hmm. We're just making foam swords.
Just doing swords. Why not? You know?
I love it. Dude, so here's the thing. I finally found it. It took me like 10 fucking minutes, but I found the goddamn picture, Kev. I just sent it to Assets.
Okay.
If you could bring it up.
Oh, God. We could do so much better than this.
Of course we can. I mean, we'll talk about it and all the references there.
God,
Kevin made this single-handedly in 2012 with a heat gun.
Good.
And he did not know how to use a heat
gun.
This is really good.
Damn, dude.
I didn't know how to sew either. We figured it out.
You didn't know shit. And he made this.
This is really good.
The jacket was from
Tim. I'm glad that you and I are on the same side of things. Where Gambit's just always been the coolest of them all.
He's fucking
cool. Anyone that has has something that they play with that they then can throw and make an explosive, like come on,
that's
not fair. Come
on,
you know what I mean? Come on.
But it's also the face mask. It's also just the face, you know, popping out. Cool hair, always the coolest hair.
Greg. Do you remember the story about this costume?
I remember more of the story with the mannequin. You guys had this mannequin and he had a name. That's what I remember.
Well, yes. So okay. Here's the story, everyone. We were newer at IGN.
Yeah.
And it was us going to.
Some of us weren't even working there.
Exactly. And I had convinced Fran to send people to VidCon. On top of that, I had convinced Fran to send me to VidCon.
Sure,
which is just the best because, like, really,
is this the VidCon I went to with you the first time? Okay,
yeah. This is the first time. So
where I came up with the idea for this, changed our lives. No big deal.
Exactly, and we it all happened because of me. Full credit.
Yeah, 100%. I was back to you. A little bit to me because I laid the groundwork to get a talk show at that point.
Famous and important and all that stuff. Exactly, but you know, actually, full credit to Fran. For
allowing it all to happen. I mean, full credit to Matt Casmasina for hiring Fran, really. I guess we owe our careers
full credit to me.
Everyone, shout
Andy
out.
Andy was a fan. He watched.
Yeah, without Andy, where the hell would we be?
Can't do it without the fans. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, without Kevin, none of this would have happened either because he wouldn't have made this thing. We wouldn't be talking about it today on this podcast. And then who the fuck? But the reverse butterfly effect, you know? No one ever talks about that. They always talk about what we changed in the past. What about what we changed in the future? Step your shit up, guys.
That's just like the timeline. But yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Kevin Feige.
Hey, so here's the deal. It is 2012. And I convinced Fran to send us to VidCon. He does it. He sends me, which you didn't need to. I was really happy about it. We're hanging out. We're drinking way too much at the hotel bars and stuff. And we meet a magician. And at this point, Andy, when someone walks up to you and is like, hey, want to see a magic trick? The answer is almost always no. But when you're drunk at a VidCon, the answer is yes, please. And right. This motherfucker starts busting out card tricks.
What was his name? Jared? Was that something like that?
Jarek,
yeah.
Who is now mega famous.
That's a cool name.
He has exploded to a ridiculous degree.
Yep.
But back then, he was just a dude that wasn't even at VidCon. Like, he wasn't going to the thing. So that's the thing. He is a magician that does card tricks, and he blew all of our minds. Me, Nick, Greg, Naomi, Fran, like, all of us were like, what the fuck? To the point that we invited him and flew him up to San Francisco to IGN stuff with IGN. Yeah. But he was also an amateur wrestler who wanted to be in
that
the pro wrestling
scene.
That was
his dream. Jack of all trades, this guy.
His character is Jack of all trades. He's a fucking wrestling magician.
I like that. That's cool.
It's cool as hell. And he's so good at it. Like, he's legitimately an amazing magician that he's now mega famous on YouTube because, like, he does magic. We've watched shit of his, Andy, on Internet Explorers and stuff.
It's very good.
We got him to come up to SF, and the idea we came up with was for him to be Gambit doing magic tricks in the streets of SF.
Oh, that's
card
cool.
Tricks.
With the card tricks.
Well, yeah, remember, it didn't originally start with magic tricks around SF. It was magic tricks around the office. But guess what? Yes. No one wants to, like, pretend they
no
care
one gave
about
a
magic.
Fucking shit. I remember
it's
that.
Not about that. It's when people are at work.
That's true. I have footage right now.
There are
and everyone
a couple
cares.
People.
Everyone is mind blown about this fucking magic tricks. Everyone. I'm not going to bring shit up because there's some people that I don't like in particular. But
I remember like us being like, we need to go film outside because no one's reacting. Do you remember there was the moment where he was like, this is it. This is my ace in the hole. Like, if this doesn't get him, nothing will. And then he like, basically the trick was he pulls like a string out of his eyeball. And like,
yes, that's
it. It wasn't like, oh my God. But when we went outside, we got the reaction we wanted from people.
I think you're misremembering. The piece was supposed to be IGN people and outside people. So it was a 2-for-1. We never finished it. I have all the footage. One day we could finish it. But we ended up going out in SF with him with this costume that Kevin made.
And it was awesome. Just, if I remember correctly, it was just around when there was rumors of some Gambit movie. And everyone was like,
Channing Tatum.
Was like, oh my God, is that the actor? And we were like, sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Sure.
Or whatever
sure
you want.
And
right here,
boy,
this
did
random Tuesday in San Francisco.
What I want to happen right now, I want Tim, close your eyes.
Can I open mine?
Yeah, Greg, you're fine.
Thanks.
Tim, spell the word mannequin for me.
M-A-N.
There you go. This is the tricky part.
A?
Because look at the way the file spelt that was
C-C-A-N.
Put into assets. That's how you spelled it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been
it's a mannequin. It's a mannequin.
9 years later, still don't know how to spell mannequin.
It's a hard word. It's all if Andy didn't just look it up, I don't think he could spell it.
Yeah,
Andy,
I could.
Did you just look it
no,
up?
No, I looked at that word,
right,
and was
spell
like,
it out for me. Spell it out for me.
What is he trying to spell there? Come on, and I even Googled that. I was like, oh, these are this is like a country that's popping up when I'm Googling this word.
Andy, spell it for me then. Let's go.
Spell it.
Come on.
Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna choke. I'm gonna choke this.
You're
guy.
Gonna choke? Right, sure.
M A N N E Q U I N.
You're a fucking mannequin. Liar. He Googled it. He Googled that's it, fucking, guys.
That is
that's
one
right.
Way.
That's
insane.
Right. I just don't believe it.
I've always been
you
a good
you
speller,
just say that's
Kevin.
One way? I, what's the what do you mean that's one way? What does that mean?
There's another way called that's M A N I K I N.
No, that seems fake.
So it looks like it looks like Manakan is a village in England when I Google it. I was hoping it was like Morocco and there's Moroccans. I was hoping it was like Manaka and there's Manakins.
Yo, Manakin, M-A-N-I-K-I-N. The definition is a little man, dwarf. Two, mannequin, spelled like Andy said. Or three, a model of the human body for teaching anatomy. So specifically, it's not for clothes. It's for teaching. Interesting. We're learning here today, guys. Mannequins with a Q? Mannequins with... What'd you learn, Greg?
That there's a dumb way to spell mannequin.
It's
that
a isn't the real one.
That
it's
is a different mannequin. Yeah, not that I'd ever worry about it. You
Show
know what
some
I mean?
Goddamn respect to science, man. Did you ever see E.T.?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Remember, we already talked about this. It looks like Steven Spielberg's penis or whatever the hell I said on that one show.
You said not it. You didn't say you didn't like E.T. You don't like E.T.?
He doesn't look like looking at Spielberg's penis.
Spielberg. You know, I grew up in a weird thing where as a kid, I just didn't like looking at dicks on screen. That's just how I felt about him, you know?
God.
Sure, I feel that.
Every time you say anything
I don't have a strong... I do not have a strong attachment to E.T. That was an 80s movie that I... early 80s, right, that I did not have any attachment to as a child.
For the longest time as a kid, I thought Gremlins and E.T. same movie.
Wow. Okay.
What? It's weird, like...
That's very different.
In your head, how did you do it? Was it that E.T. came to Earth and brought the Gremlins, or the Mogwais ate after midnight, became a bunch of Gremlins, and one of them looked like E.T.?
I think Gizmo and E.T. were very synonymous for me at one point in time. I thought they were like, oh, they're the good little thing, creature, or whatever. They're the good guys.
Sure, Mogwai.
Yeah. I guess in my head, maybe I didn't have them teaming up. Like, I don't know. I don't know if alliances were forming or not, but
sure.
For some reason, they were always kind of very, you know, similar movies for me. I don't know why. Similar to, like, when I think of, and these movies are nothing alike because they're very, very different in settings, but I think of The Abyss, and I think of
Cocoon.
The Thing.
Oh, okay.
Very different.
And, exactly, Kevin, right? Very, very different. But
I can kind of see where it's like they're both like aliens found in an area and they're investigating more about it where like you don't know what's going on. I don't think Kurt Russell was in The Abyss.
Kurt Russell, Kevin?
Yeah.
Ed Harris was.
Yes.
Remember Ed Harris? Apollo 13 guy?
Yeah.
I like this one from the chat. It made me laugh out loud. Joe Merton says, E.T. was the first film. It was my first film in a theater. And being 3 years old, I had an absolute meltdown.
Three. Yeah, that's a lot.
Why?
E.T.?
Cops.
I mean, being three in a theater.
Have you ever seen a penis that's like 19 feet tall on a theater screen? That's what Joe looked at. He's like, you know what I mean? He's not ready for that.
Look at that long, 19-foot-tall penis.
And now, yeah, it's not like an erect penis. It's a pud. That is, you know what I mean?
It's just can you imagine when E.T. grows out? That's E.T. go home, E.T. grow out. It should have been, you know?
Like, yeah, in this fictional world, yeah, it should have been E.T.
Let's see how tall it can get. Did y'all see this... I'm looking at Twitter right now.
Sure.
And Mina Kimes, who was on We Have Cool Friends at one point,
sure,
does these little watercolor things, watercolor drawings every once in a while, that and people will make requests. And somebody requested her to draw Zoom Cat. To which I wonder, what the fuck is Zoom Cat?
Yeah, a great question. I want to know that.
And she takes a photo and she you know, like she did a watercolor of it, and I'm putting in assets right now. And she did a watercolor of
I saw this happen. Yeah.
You saw this? So
yeah.
Apparently this guy, Tim, if you aren't aware.
Have you not seen this yet, Tim?
No, I have. I know it. Like when I heard Zoom Cat, I knew what it was.
Okay, oh, really? Yeah. So I had no idea. Go ahead. Can you play the audio, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think it's playing. Can you guys hear it?
There you go.
Why are we not getting it? Hold on. Wavelength. Oh, damn it. Hold on. Sorry. Browser. Why isn't it coming in? Browser. Hold
Audience
on.
Audience can't hear it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Fine. Well, we should probably pause the video. We can talk over it then while
that
happens.
There's too many moving pieces. It's done. It's fixed. I did it.
Okay, here. Now play it for everybody here.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
Kids are the worst, you know?
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that. I think if you click the up arrow next to the...
Shout out for the panic.
It's the panic you feel. Like, it's it really is. Like, when you're gonna be on camera and maybe you're muted or you have that moment and you're like, oh, I'm fucking this up, but just hear him go,
there's nothing he can do. There's nothing, you know what I mean? He's completely lost. He has no idea how to fix it. I feel for him.
But the best thing about it is that it's not just a still. It's like this cat is moving and reacting. And so this cat is panicking.
It's when he says, now, Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter and the eyes look down.
It's the still poor right guy. Here, Andy. It's the still. As the poor man desperately tries to find the option to turn it off.
Like, that is fear.
Everybody's trying to make it through this fucking pandemic and just do their jobs. These elderly people who are like, I'll never have to worry about any of this shit, suddenly have it all thrust on them and have to figure out how to do any of this shit.
My stomach hurts so much.
You said were you going into showing us the watercolor? The woman.
No, not really. I just
okay. You're talking about Zoom Cat.
Yeah, that's how I saw the thing. I mean, the watercolor. It pretty much is a drawing. Yeah, there it is. It's just Mina Kimes does these watercolors of random things. Normally sports moments, but. For some reason, somebody asked her to draw that, and I'm just fucking.
I'm glad
dying.
She did.
I can't.
I'm glad she did.
Andy, you got Katie Nolan to say she'd be on the show at some point.
Yeah.
And then you tweeted at her again, and she's like, no, I'm still down.
Yeah.
Have you made motions to make that happen so that next year you're not doing a third tweet?
Be like, hey. So the reason why it didn't really happen the first time was because it was specifically supposed to be about The Last of Us Part 2. But I feel like that boat kind of came and went near that time because we'd already had 74 podcasts about The Last of Us Part 2 around that same time. And also, I just didn't really know where it would fit. But now with our guest Kinda Funny podcast, I think it'd be perfect for her to come on and talk about whatever the hell she wants to talk about. I was listening to a recent episode of her show, and she came down with COVID. And is recovering, but was like, you know, all I've been, she was like, I mean, what I'm doing now is the same thing I've been doing since quarantine started, because I believe her fiance, husband, boyfriend, I'm not sure what to call him. I'm not that super filled in on the relationship, but she mentioned that he had brought it home from work and got her sick. And she was like, so this whole quarantine, I've been in my apartment doing absolutely nothing. But by the way, you should play out Valhalla. I don't love the combat, but, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is like, you know, it's interesting enough. It's got a good story. And, I was like, damn, I should tweet at her again. Cause I know that I don't want to be the guy that invites her on. And then, so tell me all of your video gaming history. And then like, there's not just
prove you're a real gamer.
No, not even that. It's just like, I didn't want her to be like, oh really? I played The Last of Us 2 and that's about it. Sure. I knew that she was looking forward to part two before when some trailers were dropping and stuff. But she's super into games. She's very into pop culture and just kind of shit talking. You know, it doesn't have to be about sports. She's just down a clown. She's funny as hell.
She's funny as shit, man.
So when she's coming out, one of the only when are we booking
sports
what's
people I follow.
Yeah, I should probably slide in the DM or something.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get this going. You can talk about the sports stuff with her and the video game stuff. I'll talk about her performance in Batman Begins. Can't wait.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's Katie Holmes. That's it.
Oh, who are we talking about?
Oh, man.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these microphones, each bringing random bullshit to talk to you about. If you like that, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Nope, that's patreon.com/kindoffunny. And actually, you know what I want to do? Stick with me. I want to just sit here and then I want to pick it up when Tim sits back down. Like, Tim's back. All right, we can continue.
I love that.
Frank, I just want to chime in. Bad joke. Yeah. This is not funny. Like, I don't know why we're waiting.
I mean, I don't know if you know this. The guy goes there and goes, bah! He just like pees out all in like one big, it's like a big gulp turned over. So he's going to be out here in 3, 2,
no lid.
1. Ah, close. No, yeah, you know what I mean? Close. He just goes in there and does it. So it's not,
there's no slow release of it. It really just is like, just all out. Mm-hmm. And
I've never seen a human being pee faster than this, man.
He always sits down. That's the trick.
He might be going number 2 right now. That might be the thing. You know,
he's already sitting down every time.
Yeah. Well, he does that. Well, you know, even at his own house?
No. Yeah. Ask him.
Listen.
I love this.
I'll tell you right now, Kevin. Put a pin in that. We're going to get back to that when Tim's all settled then. All right. Anyways, Tim's back. If you want to be part of the show, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Where are you? I'll keep waiting, you son of a bitch.
Hold it. You think he didn't? You think he didn't wipe fully?
He didn't wipe. Like, yeah, you know he got up too fast.
I go in there again. Yeah, he's back. He's back. Get him again. Get him again.
Get him again. Get this fucker again, dude.
Jesus, can you just please sit still, Tim, while we do the show? If you want to be part of it, patreon.com/kindoffunny with your questions, comments, concerns, everything in the Kind of Funny universe. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Of course, you could also be a Patreon producer over there like Graham of Legend, David Mintel, Recasted Podcast, Food Kid Fat City. One day I'll get it. Joy, a.k.a. Joseph O'Youssef, Aaron Not Aaron, Willie D. Billums, Alexander Noxel, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Danny Rodriguez, Javi Rodriguez, King Vin, Tyler Wodan, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, Corey Walderstead, Devin Holbrook, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes. Hold on, I'm going to burp. Greg, that's 2 G's in the front, 2 G's in the back. The Nanobiologist, DJ Kento. Wait, me? I went all the way over here, and then Andy did one.
And I still heard it. And then Andy did it.
It was a fake. All I did was go, herb.
It's enough. Oh, God. Fuck you guys.
The Nanobiologist, DJ Kento, Ricky L. Wanger, Caesar Palafox, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Mark Freeman, Andrew C., Pizza Burgers, Keith A. Lewis. Of course, they go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where they can watch live just like Dale Sapwell is, J6 is, Mike L. is, Mark Freeman is, Game Jumper X is. It's the end of a long week. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can watch every episode on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. Remember, of course, we have 2 episodes of the Kind of Funny podcast now, and so far you all seem to really like that, so we're happy to keep making them for you, including this new one with Katie Holmes coming up, where we'll talk to her about Dawson's Creek.
Nope, Katie Nolan.
Housekeeping for you. Remember, all the best moments from the last week have been broken out over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You can go see all the funny moments from all of our Twitch streams on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. And if you like those and you want to see the full thing, go on over to youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays. Also important here is that if you love WandaVision, if you love the MCU, our WandaVision reactions are officially up on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And now the Screencast podcast feed. We heard your criticisms, we heard your desires, and so we went over there, asked for a vote, and they are up. WandaVision reactions are now going up on the Screencast feed, Kind of Funny Screencast, if you want to listen to us talk about WandaVision rather than watch us do it. And as I already said, remember, the FCF is an official thing. We have a game this Saturday, 5 p.m., against the Beasts. You can go register at fcf.io, get the FCF app, and call the plays with us as we do it. Today, we're brought to you by Babbel. And hey, let's hear from them right now. This episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by Babbel. Bonjour, mes amis. It's me, Greg. And it says right there, my Babbel up. Bonjour, Greg. Because guess what? I need to learn French because my wife, native tongue, is French. And that means it's really hard to talk to my in-laws. But Babbel is here because guess what? Before I was like, I don't have time to go take a course. I don't have time to do the homework. I don't have time to do all this stuff. Babbel does all this in 15 easy minutes. Of course, Babbel has these 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a language on the go. Unlike the infamous language classes you took in high school, Babbel designs their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind. Things you'll get to use in everyday life. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a three-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code MORNING. That's Babbel.com, code MORNING, for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life. All right, now the show's started
everybody,
proper.
Everybody, Gina Carano has been fired. Discuss.
Discuss. Here we go.
Well, hold on, hold on, Greg. You asked me to put a pin in something.
Can you keep it in there? Or do you want it? Because Andy just went, there was a bee's nest, and Andy just booted it. And so now there's bees like, everywhere.
We can jump like breaking back. News.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I think it was a very short
time. We'll jump through it right now. Hey, Tim, I know when you're at somebody else's house in the studio, you sit down to pee. Do you do that here too at your own house, or are you peeing standing up at your house?
It's a mix nowadays. Back in the day, it used to be you're crouching? Up. Crouching.
It was a joke. It's a mix. Yeah, it's a mix. Somewhere between standing and sitting.
No.
I can see him crouching on the toilet seat.
Like, I picture a lineman three-point stance, like getting down to block the quarterback sort of thing.
Yeah, that'll live with me forever. I hate that so much. I did want to say that you brought up WandaVision, that the cosplay I want to do is the same that started all with Mika, is I want to do Scarlet Witch. And I've wanted to do this for a couple of years based on her Age of Ultron costume.
You just want the red jacket.
I just want a red fucking bomber jacket. That's and cool. She looks dope. Kev, can you bring it up, please? Because here's the thing. It's like, Andy, you're making a lot of really solid points as when we talked about the cosplay stuff. And I'm with you entirely, where it's like anything we do would be like a fake ass, like try hard, like, you know, it's not real cosplay stuff compared to what we looked at of Negri and all that. So next time you do something, I want to see you in some legit ass. Dope ass shit.
It won't be.
But for me, with the Scarlet Witch thing, obviously a lot of things there that aren't going to be like necessarily I'm going for it to be perfect. Like I'm not going to be wearing a little, is that a dress?
Yeah.
Skirt?
It's a dress.
Yeah.
It's
you're going to wear black jeans, black V-neck.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know exactly what the correct terms are nowadays for what I want to do, but the gender bending idea of the, and if that is not a good statement, please somebody let me know what I should be saying. But her for a more Tim Getty style thing, because I mean, look at her. Are you kidding me? Already I'm like, I love this, but I want to do a Miles Morales type, like Into the Spider-Verse type take on Scarlet Witch, because I want to add the headpiece. You know what I mean? I want I want the headpiece is cool as shit and was severely lacking in this iteration. I don't really like many of her other iterations we've seen, but like the Halloween look she has in WandaVision, I'm like, that's cool as hell. So I want to combine that with Age of Ultron with just me in general. So if anyone has any suggestions, let me know. I want to make it happen, even just for like photo shoot. And by photo shoot, I mean Gia just taking a picture of me with my iPhone.
I'd like to see Gia.
Excuse me, sir. I had my hand up. Is this a press conference or a bunch of pigs walking around? All right. Pigs? Are we pigs in suits? Am I on a bicycle? No, Jen. I'm a man in a press conference. All right. My question is, she is not having it. My question is Kevin going to be Vision or is Gia going to be Vision?
Cool Greg's in.
You know
Vision.
What? I haven't thought about that.
Cool like Greg Kevin, be Pietro.
Yes. Cool Greg. Oh, whoa, my God.
No, Kevin be Pietro.
We talked about this on the last Kind of Funny podcast recently, that Cool Greg's the fastest man alive. So, yes, that makes sense.
If he's the fastest man alive, he should be the Flash.
But imagine Kevin with the dyed, like, just silver hair on his long hair, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like Gia could pull that off really well, too. And, like, then it's like...
No, she needs to be Vision. I haven't thought about that, and I fucking love that. That's
her being Vision?
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna call her right now and see if she's.
Kevin, I have an idea for you. This Halloween, me, we both dress as John Wick. I think it'll look so stupid and great.
Everyone like this, is kind of funny.
Just two John Wicks.
Everybody's walking around like, "Are you guys the Men in Black?"
Because Kevin's got the hair for it. I'd have to get a wig.
Oh, geez.
Sure. Yeah. Did you mean to call me?
Hey, yeah. Sorry, you're live now on the kind
say
of
hi
podcast.
For me.
Hey, Gia.
Oh, hello.
Hey,
Gia.
Greg says hi.
How you doing?
Andy says hi. Kevin says hi.
Gia, hey.
Hi.
Yeah. Yes. We are talking about doing some cosplay, maybe like some fun little, you know, situations going on. And I was thinking about doing Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
How do you feel about being Vision?
Oh man.
And then Cool Greg will be Quicksilver because he's so fast.
He is so fast. Yeah, I'm game. I'm definitely game.
Okay.
Is that like latex body paint or?
You tell
what
me.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It has to look
all
good
right,
though.
All right, we'll
figure it out.
Yeah.
Cool. You're just gonna wear a bomber jacket then.
Something like that. Yeah.
She knew it. She fucking
it.
Knew.
She love you. Bye.
She knew it. She fucking yeah. nailed your bitch ass.
It would be cool though. Greg Miller.
Go, Greg.
It's a little bit of a gear switch, but it's in the same wheelhouse. You with me?
Yes.
Can we high five real quick, Greg?
You got it, buddy. Damn, I fucked it up. Sorry.
Other hand.
Kevin,
3, 2, 1. Pa! There we go. Okay, good enough.
What's up? What? Whatever. What?
House of M, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to read House of M,
mm-hmm.
how is this a lot of books?
Oh my god, it's so much leading up to it is the problem.
No, but yeah. The thing is, like, you don't need like House of M does. House of M's not that great. Like, that's the thing is, there's a lot of these event books. I'm sure you know. I'm not telling Greg Miller something he doesn't fucking know. But like a lot of the comic book events that everybody talks about and knows and loves. Good Lord. that was something. You know, a lot of things, even like Civil War, right? It's like people think of it as this like, oh, that was a, there must be like a series, like a trade paperback that is Civil War.
Yeah.
That's true, but it's not true at all.
Because it doesn't have a lot
of good stuff. There's so many tie-ins that go into it. So with that, it's like there is a trade paperback of House of M that honestly is everything you need to know. Okay. It like you can fill in the gaps. It does a good enough job of like letting you know what's going on everywhere else. And it was more of like a status quo change across the board than a singular story that is necessary to read all the spinoffs of.
So because of course, Marvel Unlimited is awesome. I they got 50 comics in the House of M, it says here, like in their little collection thing, all set to go for me. But I should only read the House of M ones. I don't have to, or what?
Yeah, if you just read the House of M, like, collection, the paperback, whatever it is, like you're gonna get everything you need to know, and you'd be surprised how little Scarlet Witch is actually in it.
Interesting. Quiet.
Does that look
way
super
more
good
about
on your
Avengers
iPad?
X-Men?
What's I like that, though.
How good does that look on your iPad, Greg?
Oh, so good.
Because man, my iPad has just been a dormant piece of garbage. I haven't touched it.
I haven't used mine in a long. This is the 2005 House of M, right? Not the 2015 House of M.
I didn't even know there was a 2015 House of M.
According to this, there is. Oh, hold on. No, that.
Showed you,
no, there.
He showed you.
Yeah, House of M 2015. Yeah, there is. It's a 4-issue thing. I don't know what that's all about, though.
Didn't know about that.
But 2005 House of M, here it is. I see it. 8 issues. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
I just wish I had the patience for that.
Who are you going to be, Kev, in this? Because I feel like you do need to be involved.
Looks like I got a weird package. I'm going to look at it. I'll be right back.
Let me think. I mean, who would make the most sense?
I don't know.
I'm thinking. I mean, I feel like partially we have to wait till the season's over because that's probably going to be more options.
Yeah.
I mean, I it's too early to like have a good decision down. Give me some more time.
I just you feel Kevin, like my Agnes. You know what I mean,
No, I think
I've always
Kevin
felt like
has to be
your
Quicksilver.
Agnes.
Like,
can I be the dead Quicksilver?
Oh, because wait, that's the thing. Yeah, you could be the other Quicksilver.
That's awesome.
I don't love it, but like,
and he had to think about it for a second. He's like, yeah, okay,
because,
that's cool.
Because in some ways, Tim, I feel like Kevin is as much, if not more, of a brother than Cool Greg is in some ways, right? I think, like,
in some ways, yeah.
I think he accurate. Annoys you more than Cool Greg does, and that's a very brotherly trait. And
there's some positive things there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Oh, of course. Yeah.
I just want to bring awareness.
I mean, you—he wouldn't be in your life for this long if there weren't positive things, right? Sure. He made you a gambit suit you put on a mannequin in 2012.
A mannequin, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, I think this is perfect. I think Kevin dressed up because I don't know what it is about last night's episode. I'm thinking of the hair that in the dress up episode. Oh, again, spoiler. Sorry. Fuck. Are we spoiling shit?
I mean, I think right now you've done it. We can, what? Where are we at in this show right now? Hold on one second, everybody. Maybe not. I was going to say we could ride it out, but this is,
an hour and two.
You know what I mean?
You don't need to spoil anything.
Kevin, let me just say this, and it'll give you all the context you need. Why I want you to be Quicksilver is the Wolverine hair that you had when I made your hair kind of like flare up on the tops.
God, that was funny.
That was a great day, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day. It's days like those where I wish, man, I wish we saw the studio.
Sure. You know how mad it would
be? Well, we have a studio. We just can't go to it.
Yeah.
Do we have a studio right now?
Well, I mean, we have the space, right? It's still getting built out or whatever.
Basketball yeah, but court. Like, does he call that a studio? It's more like a storage
room
at this point.
If, I'm saying...
We do have a warehouse.
I'm saying like,
we have a place that if there wasn't a fucking pandemic, we could go to.
But not at this moment.
Like, not we'd at this go moment, there. But if there wasn't a pandemic, there would be. We'd be living there. You know what I mean?
Chuck. I just want to clarify for the kids.
Kevin, do you think at... like, can we talk serious about this basketball court?
Yeah, we're not gonna do it. Right? I mean,
it doesn't have to be inside. It could be somewhere on the outside. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
On the outside.
I have a lot of experience with putting down posts now, so if you want, we could probably put down some posts, build a very large net, and put that in the back of the parking area. That way, when you guys miss, and it like goes over to the residential area, the net will catch it. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and like, Nick's going to play a lot.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, we could
really hurt this stuff. We're rolling ankle.
The video where he fucking... God, one of the most uncomfortable filming days I've ever worked with you guys.
Emotionally.
He kept telling me to like, look at, like, he's like, make sure the shot's good. And it's like, I can't see the shot, Nick. Like, my eye is
sweaty.
It's so sweaty in here. I can't see anything. It's 90 degrees. It's 90 degrees.
So going back to Nick, like the thing that I love the most about the situation we all have is kind of funny as a family is if we were, because this topic, like I said earlier, we've brought it up before and the X-Men are usually a, if not starting point, somewhere we end up talking about it, like who, what X-Men, if we were as a collective, all of us going to do. And obviously there's going to be a fight about Wolverine and it sucks that Nick would lose that fight. Like it's going to be Kevin. With the hair. Nick doesn't have the fucking Wolverine hair.
Sure.
You're right.
I mean, it's also
morph. Nick gonna gets be, to be morph.
Yeah, Nick's yeah. Gonna be, yeah, Nick's gonna be so mad when he's fucking morph.
You think he shaves it and goes Charles Xavier?
No, Nick not, is he loves Xavier? His hair too much.
That's the thing. He really, but he doesn't. Like, he wants to shave it off. He's just not allowed to.
It's the
His
beard.
Wife won't let him. Yeah, the beard's the thing he loves.
He I don't it, think we'll ever see Nick Scarpino without a beard again.
Yeah. Nor should we.
I think that's it.
It's not a good look. You know what I mean? He doesn't wear it well.
No, he's fine.
And, I think he'll get it. There's nothing.
I think
wrong
the closest we'll
like...
get is your length, Tim. I think the closest we'll see Nick without a beard is the length that you have it at right now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's just, let's just be clear. Like, there's a bunch of people that don't look good without beards. Like Greg Miller. Like
Nick's
we all
on that
know
list.
Now. Like this is the
you didn't know at the time. We didn't
form.
Have it. We didn't have anything
a
to
lot
go
of people,
at, off of.
A lot of people.
Now that I've had
like,
the beard,
the
oh my
time,
God! Can you look at photos?
We're
of me
like, hey, grow a beard. You look dumb. Please, Greg, grow a beard.
Every day you look stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
Every day I see, I'm like, God,
don't
you're
marry us.
God,
without
you're
a beard.
Stupid.
And he just wouldn't do it.
It's a great point.
Whoa, great point. Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge are joining forces for a new Amazon project, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's gonna be dope as fuck.
They're doing that again. It's a remake, of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Too
many M's there.
Too many Mr.'s and Mrs.'s there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. My tongue tripped, and there was no getting out of it.
I love it. Love it so much.
It shouldn't happen though. We like. I agree. What I say to Netflix right now: take the movie back. We redo the movie. Instead of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it's Tim as Scarlet Witch, and it's Kevin as Quicksilver. And it's just, it's a Marvel movie.
And I think we bring
that's it. That's you print. You go to the, you cool. go to the, you go.
I think we make that the show.
I'm in.
Well, actually,
I can do
no,
weird things with
cool.
my hands.
You know what? You know why I think this is actually cool? Because I don't. Here's my thing with Donald Glover. All right,
lay it
a lot
on
of,
me.
A lot of people might come after me after.
Oh, finish. I might, Andy.
No, it's like it's a relief that I a relieving feeling that I have, Tim, because I feel like Donald Glover is too cool for everything. And I feel like whenever Donald Glover accepts a project, he doesn't really want to do it. It's just whatever. I'll do it for the money. But I enjoy seeing him promote things and being like, oh, he's excited about this. Good. I want to be excited about this, too. And I feel like this is one of those projects that he might be like, yeah, I'm going to be in a stupid ass Netflix movie. That's going to fucking suck. But like he's posting on his Instagram kind of like, hey, check this out. I'm doing this. Like, oh, good. OK, I'm excited for you now. I'm excited.
You still
for
have
now.
Joy. Andy, have you seen Atlanta?
No, you always tell me to watch it.
I mean, but like, it's such a quick, it's one of those things. I'm right there with you where I was putting it off where I'm like, it seems like a big endeavor. It's two seasons, 20 minute episodes. There's only 10 episodes each. It goes by so fast. And oh, I guarantee you're going to be hooked. That is a quality ass show.
Is it done forever?
Andy, no.
Season three coming soon.
Yeah. And season four, I believe. Andy, there's an episode in season two that will leave your jaw dropped on the fucking floor. It's so crazy. And
best thing about what Kevin just said, what episode he's talking about. Because there are a couple that it could be.
Okay.
Season I was talking about the rainbow insane. Piano. I was talking about the rainbow piano.
Yeah, that was one that I thought you might be talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, GD Chrono got fired, and that's great.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know what? You know what the most upsetting thing about it is that like I am seeing so many people that I like respect or respected, if I'm being honest, kind of coming out against it and coming out against people being against her. And I'm like, oh shit. Well, I'm against you now. Like, that's just how this shit works. It's like, you don't get to say that shit. No, I'm not going to do that.
I love the, you know, getting fired over a difference of opinion take. It's just the dumbest fucking thing.
It's not what this is.
In my life.
It's yeah, just and not it's also like the, is, man. It's also the piling up of all of it. You know what I mean? I've talked about it many a time of, you know, my own privilege or whatever, of this isn't on my scope and I'm not a marginalized group or whatever. And so you hear about something like, oh, all right, that sucks. And then you like watching Mandalorian this last season, she'd pop up. I was like, I remember she did. And then you look into, you're like, oh, you've said a bunch of stupid shit leading up to all this.
And you don't
like,
stop.
Exactly. And like, I remember it. For me, it was the pronoun one where she did the, what was it? A beep, boop, bop or whatever, like making fun of pronouns. And then when everybody was like, that's a fucked up take. She's like, Pedro reached out to me and explained it to me. I understand. I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, cool. A moment of learning. And then it was that thing of like, then she did something else that I don't remember off the top of my head. I was like, seems like you still are problematic and suck, and this is a problem. And then she kept doing shit like this. Yeah, it's like, and then here she is, and she loses her fucking show she was going to be on and everything else. And like, yeah, like.
But she's teaming up now with Ben Shapiro.
To make a movie, yeah, right? Where's they're making that? A movie or something? Okay. Okay.
That's all strike while the iron's hot, like production.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not like she left yesterday. It's now, oh, she signed on to this. You know, it's like. That is clearly some higher ups being like, oh, we can profit off of this. And they're going to, because that's how this shit works. It, you know, it's this whole thing is crazy because it's not going to stop anytime soon. And, you know, the world is going to continue, I believe, to get to be a better place as time goes on. Worst place in some ways. But I think that when it comes to this type of stuff, I think that eventually the right beliefs will win out. And, you know, people will be looked at and I think kind of judged harder than they currently are being for, you know, not believing that everybody should have the rights that they should have and be treated the way they should be treated and all of that. And when you look at what Gina Carano's doing, it's like, it's not like, oh, she said something 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. It's like, no, this is like constant. And then she is doing this every single time she is posting things, and it's like, okay, there's a clear trend here, and this clear trend ends in things like insurrections. Like, it's
yeah,
we're now so far past the like, okay, but like, think about the other side. It's like this, like Andy was saying, this isn't an other side thing. This is like, there are facts on the table here, and we just need to kind of live with it. On the Bachelor side of things, that I am very, very much in and a part of, a similar controversy is going on where one of the contestants, like, shit came up from years ago that they were doing or saying, and it's like fucking really, really atrocious, horrible shit. And the defense is like, oh, they were in college. And it's like, okay, cool. But they were in college in 2018. Like, we're not talking about like a bazillion years ago. It's yeah. like that. And you know,
this wasn't a 17-year-old in 2009 or something.
I think
like
it's
that.
Important yeah. that we have levels of conversation that can allow for forgiveness and growth and acceptance and change and all of that stuff. That will never change in my eyes or my heart. Like, people need to be able to realize their wrongs and fix them and become people that are pushing for better and talking about what they did wrong and aiming to not only change that, they can't change what they did, but to change it for the future so it doesn't happen again. Other people don't do it. I think that's super important. But you can't just write shit off when it's happening now and when like people are not listening now. And that's what Gina Carano's looking like to me, where it's like, this is happening. I'm like, good.
And also, she fucking sucked as an actor. Who gives a shit? Like, I never thought she was good in the show. I never liked her line delivery, and this makes it all the better. Good. And, go away.
And honestly,
go away,
Eddie,
you
like,
fucking turf.
That sucks. Like, that sucks that, you know, I agree with you a bazillion times. We've said it since Fast 6. Like, she's not someone that I want to see on camera acting ever. And it's been happening a lot. And I hate that those conversations need to overlap in any which way. Because it's not that...
Oh, it's just
that
an aside.
That has nothing to do... I know, yeah. It is an aside. But I just... I hate that I've seen so much of, you know, people that I don't agree with kind of bringing all that stuff up and, like, seeing their takes and, like, the amount of memes I've seen of all the people that are, like... Uncancel her, bring her back. She's the best leading woman Star Wars has ever had. Like all this stuff. It's like the pictures of them getting caught saying that, tweeting that, and then tweets they had when Mandalorian season one came out talking shit about her. Oh. It's like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, that's great. That's beautiful.
Yeah, Twitter doesn't forget. I have absolutely no sympathy. You know what I mean? This isn't a one-time transgression. This isn't one issue that, you know, it's obviously everybody trying to, oh, well, this is, you know, they're trying to paint it as conservatives aren't welcome in Hollywood. It's like, no, just assholes aren't welcome, period, in the world. Like, we don't need assholes, people who don't want to have empathy for each other and don't want to take care of each other and don't want to understand for a second what somebody else's life is like and what they're going through and the struggles of that. And get the fuck out of here.
The amount of awesome tweets I just saw from people who are all kind of in agreement of, like, you just had to shut the fuck up. That's all you had to do. Like, you still would have been a shitty person, but you still found the need to keep talking shit and belittling other people's lives and making a joke of it. And yeah, go fuck yourself. Get out of here. Fuck out of here, yeah. Gina Carano. I'm Gina Carano.
Yeah. It's not even worth, like, I think, you know, talking about it, because I think it is that thing of, like, yep, good. You know what I mean? Karma, comeuppance, and you're gonna go off with Ben Shapiro now and make a movie. I'm sure that'll be great, and I'll see it on a Netflix thumbnail that I won't click on and keep going. And there's a whole bunch of people making terrible movies out there trying to do whatever they can. And I hope you make money from it and whatever. Fuck off. Go do your thing. Get out of here. I don't need to worry about you anymore, and I don't need you fucking up Mandalorian or whatever the Boba Fett show is called. I don't remember what.
Before we end off the show, I need a prediction right now. What is the score tomorrow for the Wild Aces?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, we're filming this in a time warp where it is currently Friday. You'll see this on Monday. We have our first game against the Glacier Boys. I will see, it's so hard, right? Because it's an hour-long game, running clock, and you know, short field. We know they're going to be high scoring, but what does that actually mean, Andy? You know what I mean? Like, we've never seen an FCF game. We've seen practices. We saw some exhibition plays and stuff.
Is it just 6 points per touchdown?
Yeah, right. But then they get to do the extra point rather than kick it. They have to go for the, they line it up. One, you know, quarterback falls back, and it's a one-on-one competition between the defender and the wide receiver.
That's right. That's right. All right.
I'm going to say 40-something to 30-something Wild Aces.
I will go Wild Aces 35. To 21.
Okay.
No, 35 to 20.
Okay. Tim?
There's only one score on the board.
There it is.
36. Wild Aces, 6 touchdowns. Every single one made by Trav Daddy himself, Travis.
Wow.
Touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
36-0.
36-0. 36.
Wow. So we don't convert on any of the one
zilch,
and the extra points?
Nilch. Nada. All of that. It's happening. Wild Aces are out here, baby. Trap Daddy.
Do we not convert on the extra points?
We don't even do them. We don't need it. Jurdy falls back, turns, throws it out of bounds. Just done.
Guys, I've never been good at math. Not once in my life.
We're here for you. Don't worry. We got you. We got you. Are you still coming to watch tomorrow, Tim?
Oh, fuck yeah. I am. I've been talking to everybody about this shit.
You got James Burke on board? James Burke on board?
Are you kidding me? No, I'll get him on board. But I haven't talked to him in a while. But next time I do talk to him, I will get him pitched on this. But I did not know how much football points are worth.
We understand.
I don't understand all this stuff.
Football points, yeah.
But you tell me a touchdown's worth 6 points. I'm like, cool. So did the math. I'm like, they're going to get 6 touchdowns. It's 36. I could do that. I know that math.
Yeah, right? 6 times 6.
Yeah. So you gotta do all the conversions and stuff. Hold on, guys. Stop. Put a pin in this bit. But I'm going to be real here.
This isn't a bit. This is life, but okay.
It is life. I understand. Touchdown, 6 points.
Yeah.
Field goal, which is where... Hold on.
Sorry.
They do the touchdown, and after the touchdown, they have a choice. And that choice allows them to either kick it, which would be a field goal, or to then... They're close to the touchdown thing, but like... Not like too close, but like maybe like not the first little line away, but maybe two lines away.
It's the same length as when they kick it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed that. But then they get a chance to run it in again. If they kick it, they get 1 point. If they run it, they get 2 points.
Correct.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
You could also throw it. You don't have to. The run it could also be a throw.
Yeah.
Okay. You just play football.
Yeah. You run the play. You run the play. And it's not called a field goal. It's an extra point. So field goal is only, let's say it's fourth down and you are too far away to score a touchdown. You don't want to risk it, but you'll take the points. You kick it for a field goal.
Got it.
The extra point is always just the 1 point.
You get the same amount of points for the
field goals are always three.
Oh, okay.
So it's always like, hey, it's fourth down.
Tim, don't even commit that to memory. You don't need to commit that to memory. There's no kick in the FCF. There's no points in the FCF.
Those are NFL. Yeah, yeah. Those are NFL rules.
Yeah.
Screw them.
FCF,
this is what I'm saying.
This is amazing.
The FCF, Tim, is 6 points for a touchdown. Let's go for the extra point and make it 7. How do we do that? It's just the quarterback, it's a wide receiver, and it's a dude covering the wide receiver, a cornerback usually. How are we got? You got to hit him. It's 1v1 situation.
Try to juke the guy, drop the DB, get over there, get it.
Get the extra point. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Can the QB run it?
No. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Of course, the show isn't over. We have a post show to do on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Why don't you come over and watch it? Of course, you can give us your topics. In fact, let's pull a topic. Did we, Tim, at the top of the before we started the pre-show, you had said that, hey, I got some fun stuff to do. Did we get through the fun stuff? Did you do your fun stuff?
The cosplay thing was one. I do have another. I want to save that for a main show, though.
Okay. Then we're going to take Corey Scott's question into the post show, which is, what's a piece of emerging technology that you will just not accept into your life? Start thinking about that. That's where we're going to pick up when we get to the other side of the show. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can write in, of course, with your questions and topics for us as well. Of course, you get the show ad-free. You can get it with that post show. You can have a great time over there and support us. You can watch it live, just like Slidery Door, Omega Buster, BJ Bernardo, Mike Allen, a whole bunch of other people are.
Just break down Slider.
Well, it's slight. Got it, slight, and then liar door.
Slightlier door.
What the fuck? The fuck you trying to say, slightlier door? Of course, if you don't want to be insulted by me live on YouTube or support the show, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny twice a week and get a brand new episode, oftentimes with guests, and hang out with us even longer. Remember, Andrea Renee's episode went up last week. This week's guest is next week for me, but it's escaping me. Jesus. Oh, I think it's Austin Eckler. It's co-owner of the FCF, of the Wild Aces with us. Austin Eckler, of course, you might know him as a football player on the NFL team, the LA Chargers. He'll be through to hang out with us and talk about his Twitch channel, playing football, the FCF, and how badly he wants to beat up Andy. It could just be that he doesn't want to beat you up. I'm not sure. We'll figure out when we get there. You know what I mean? But you got to make it spicy. That otherwise, slightlier door won't show up.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, we have a post show to do. So, it's been our pleasure to serve you.